It's okay. Praise God you're here. Amen. If you open your Bibles with me tonight at the 1 John chapter 1. And let's see what the Father wants to tell us tonight through his word and instruct us and help us grow. Amen. And when you're there, say amen. In the beginning? Yeah. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Hallelujah. In verse number 1, it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Amen. I love the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith, And I've got the abundance of joy. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. Aren't you glad I don't sing all the time? Amen. I've got a song in my heart. A song in my heart because of what the Lord has done. And first thing we want to look at today is... He said that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. So we're going to look at the expressed word to hear, to hear. We know the word of God says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So he talked about from the beginning. So we're going to hear start with the beginning. So if you turn with me to John 17. Jesus, in his prayer to be glorified, when Jesus is getting ready to glorify the Father through his life, in verse number 5 he says, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. You know, when he says in John 1:14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen? So, in other words, Jesus, before the world ever was, Jesus was. He was in the beginning, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen? All three in one. So, this word... the beginning is to be is the bestowing of the word I have here. If you look with me in John 17, verse 24, he says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world have not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Amen. So this thing is first was started with the beginning, okay? And even with our walk with the Lord, we all had a beginning place, our starting place. But God also bestows his word upon us. And as he bestows his word upon us, it brings us to the believing, to the believing. You know, we said that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we're believing God and his word. They said they heard it. In Revelation 22, Jesus said it simply in verse number 13. He said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So we find that first the word was expressed words for us to hear. It was with them, it was from the beginning. It was bestowed upon you and I. And we need to believe that he is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. I love it where the word of God says, he that's begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion. One thing I love about the word and I love about the Father, that God never starts something he doesn't finish. Amen. And I want you to understand that all of us are a work in progress. None of us have arrived yet. But he's still taking us from glory to glory, even as by his Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So there's a beginning point, just like there was a beginning point with the word. There's a beginning point with the word in you and our life. It comes by hearing. Amen. Then the word becomes bestowed upon us. And then we believe. All things are possible to him that believes. Amen. Is there anything impossible for God? Is there anything too great for God? Amen. If God, yes, sir.
Is there anything impossible for God, dude?
What? To lie. To sin. Yeah. Good point. What did you hear what he said? He said there's one thing that it's impossible for God to do is to sin. All right? Is to sin. Or to lie. If he spoke it, it comes to pass. So there's no way it can lie. Whatever he says happens. Amen? You think maybe that it's important for you and I to get a hold of that in the same manner as children of God? Get a hold of this, that whatever God says happens, and the power of our words and what we speak. How much negative stuff do we send out there? All right. Are we sending out more positive or more negative? Amen. We want to be sending out some life, words of life. Are you listening? The first thing they did is they heard the word. Second thing they did is in our text tonight, they saw it, which our eyes have seen. They saw Jesus manifested. And truly, you and I get to see Jesus manifested because Christ is in each and every one of us, so he manifests himself in and through our lives. Amen? Now, not all the time do we manifest him. A lot of times we manifest ourselves, but we're longing to, so we're longing to allow the greater one that's in us to be greater. So we find, secondly, I said the exercised word, to honor. When I see it, I honor it. I honor it by hearkening to it. The James says, you show me your faith, I'll show you my works, because faith without works is dead being alone. In other words, there was some action that was seen. They saw the miracles. They saw the signs. They saw the wonders of Jesus. The word was before them, and the word was manifested. So it's important for us to practice the word. And James chapter 2, verse number 5, he says, hearken, listen, pay attention, my beloved brethren. Have not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? Haven't God chosen the poor of this world, but rich in faith and heirs. I don't know about you, but if you're a son or a daughter of a billionaire or a trillionaire, you're heir to the heritage. Okay, so we see God manifest Himself. I see God manifest Himself in the physical, in the spiritual. Amen. God's always doing something. Now, do I get to see Him do everything that I want to see Him do? But He says to me, He says to you, that God's time is not our time, but He's always on time and He's never late. Amen? So first off, we have that. And then we have to practice, to promote. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have petitions. We have the petitions that we desired of Him. You know, Jude put it like this. He said, beloved, build up your most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. And when I pray in the Holy Spirit, I'm praying the will of God. And God's will is, it's God's will. God's not willing that any should perish, but all would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So we know that He's not willing that any should perish. So anytime we're out there sharing the gospel, we believe that God desires for all to be saved, for everyone to be saved. Amen? So as long as I'm sharing the gospel, I know I'm operating in the will of God. With salvation comes healing. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. But does that always mean healing on this side? The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. Did God bring the death? No, sin of this world brought the death. But God sees the beginning to the end and sees everything in between. Amen? So nothing surprises Him. Sometimes I know, like my mom went home to be with the Lord when she was 54 years old. But the night before she went home to be with the Lord, she wrote a letter to us in the family and told us that she was going home to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And we didn't see that until we got home and we looked in the Bible, and it's in the Bible up there on that thing. That same letter is in that by my family Bible that's sitting on that organ up there. It's a letter from my mom I keep here. And every once in a while when I get sad because I miss my mom, she was only 54 years old, when I miss my mom, I go and I read what mama said to me. And it brings me comfort and it brings me strength. And sometimes when we lose a loved one or a loved one precedes us in death, we have to remember that there's something that can't be stolen from us, is everything that's been deposited in us. And our parents live on. My mom lives on because I carry her DNA, a portion of her DNA. So she still lives. There's things that sometimes I do things that just reminds me of mom. Hello? And then there's times of things I do things that reminds me of dad. Amen? So in other words, we can be comforted by these things just knowing that no one can steal what's already been deposited in our hearts and lives. Amen? So third, he says that to please. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. This is important. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, Because we keep his commandments. Because we keep his word. Because his word abides in us and we abide in it. Amen? And we do these things that are pleasing in his sight. I really in my life, when I set myself to follow the Lord and be a servant to the Lord, my intentions are to be a God pleaser. And sometimes I find myself trying to please man, and I go outside of God's word to try to please. And then he says, if I please him, he'll take care of all these things. You know, I don't know about you, but I want the favor of my daddy. You know, I was obedient to my father until I got an old enough age, and then I was a rebel. I kind of rebelled against daddy and rebelled against the things of God. But all those things were sowed into me as a child. And he says, it will not depart from them. Amen? So even as our children, if they wander or stray, you've deposited the word in them, and the word does not disappear. Amen? It still worked. He said not only did he see the word, hear the word, not only did he see the word, but he also handled the word. He handled it. And this is the experienced word. To handle. The word to handle. One of the things I would ask is, how are you doing at handling God's word? We're living in a time when there's all kinds of things that are happening around us. And we have the Comforter. We have the Holy Ghost. And God works through us, not around us. So the Comforter manifests himself, amen, to comfort those around us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, are y'all with me? The word of God says in verse 4, who comforteth us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. And this is the word, they handle the word. This is the word being manifested. Amen. That as God has carried you through and seen you through, that you have a testimony. You have something to share with others. So to comfort and also to confess. To confess. In 2 Peter chapter 1. The apostle says this. Verse 16. He says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, and we were with him in the Holy Mount. And we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. In other words, the word is coming to comfort, it's confessed, it's spoken word. And it's also for us to comprehend. I love what Solomon said. He said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. And in Revelation chapter 22, excuse me, Revelation 14, pardon me. Verse 14 says, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, in his hand a sharp sickle. Amen. And this speaks about the harvest. So he shared his word forth is the eternal word to harvest. To harvest. The Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 10. He says, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So what is he saying to you and I today? Tonight. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life, which we have heard the express word to hear. It was from the beginning. It's bestowed on you and I for us to believe, which we have seen the exercised word to honor, to put it to practice, to promote, to please the Father, which we have handled the experienced word to handle, to comfort us, to confess, and to comprehend. And then we have the eternal word to harvest. So his word is expressed for you and I to hear and to hearken to, exercising it, to experience it by handling the word of life, which brings eternal life. Any questions? Any thoughts? Praise God. Can we all just stand? Yes. Sure.
Speaking about the Lord hearing us, I have some land that I have hay on, and twice a year they can harvest it, and some of the time they don't harvest it the first time that it comes in, and usually when they don't do that, it's not till the second harvest do they come by and get it. So I only get one a year a lot.
Right.
Well, this time they didn't come and get it. So I thought, wait a minute, Lord, you're the Lord of the harvest, and here's the harvest for me. And Lord, surely you bless the harvest. So I said, Lord, I pray to you that you move upon them to have them come in and harvest this hay so that I'll get the two times.
Right.
That was 3 weeks ago. Today, after I got done helping in the community, preparing lunches for the community, I drove by my land. I was going by it, and I just felt like, I'd go up and drive through it and come down on my way to here. I go up there, and the hay has all been cut, and it's already in the rows, ready to be rolled up.
Awesome. Praise God. Amen.
3 weeks, but
God's timing. Amen. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you, Father God, that you sent your word here tonight for us not only to hear it, but for us to see it. Give us a fresh vision of you, Father God. Give us a fresh unction of the Holy Spirit, Father God. Move freshly upon our hearts and our lives. Just as the word was seen and the word heard and seen and it was manifested and handled. They handled you, Father God. They touched you. And Father God, I'm reminded of this song reach out and touch somebody's hand and make the world a better place if you can. So right now, just reach out and touch somebody's hand. Come in connection with someone. Everybody come in connection with someone. Everyone's connected. Father, as we are touching and coming in agreement tonight, Father God, we thank you that we heard your word tonight and we see it being manifested in the lives of your believers tonight, Father God. And as we're touching the one that we're with, Father God, we bless them tonight, Father God. We speak words of blessing over them in the name of Jesus. We declare they're the head, not the tail. They're blessed going and coming. The favor of God is upon them. Their bodies are healthy. Their finances are wealthy. And they're wise in their minds, Father God. So, Father, we thank you for the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding that guards our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. On Christ, the solid rock, we'll stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So, Lord, we rejoice in your goodness, your mercy, your grace, and we're grateful for everything you're doing and every person in this place. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. And, Father, bless the food and the time of fellowship in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.